into a maze, a haunted light. Your image was here, then cast aside. Like bleeding a wound, I cauterized. Not a line before my eyes. Moment of once, we'll reach for twice. Remember the fear of normal life. Could not endure, we're not that kind of animal, but I don't mind. Madeline, 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 Madeline.
WHFC Fresh Tracks. Great song from Unknown Nobodies. Song was called Madeline off of their newest album, The Perplexed Sky. I'm just chatting it up with Jack Murray and Corey Hirschberger here. And they were saying how Madeline was one of their most favorite songs.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites. I mean, I always, you know, I get tired of them, but so I rotate through what's my favorite.
Well,
what's my
if
not,
you're but, original band, you got to love right. your music, but we just.
Oh, by the time you record that those songs, you've played them, you know, 1,000 times. But no, I love that song. I really like the songs that are different on there. So my writing in terms of, I don't want to say it's getting softer. It's just getting. Something it's you know, I keep writing these soft songs and then making them hard through the distortion, and I think that's why they're catchy. But a song They Dream is probably my favorite on
I was
that,
just going to bring that up because that. That's another one that we play live that I add an inflection to the vocals
right.
that isn't on the album, but when we do it live
no it is it, on the album
it really hits.
Oh, you're saying okay.
Right.
You're saying that when I see the difference between what's on the album and live, and that is actually if there's any song that we've been described as surf punk before, and I think it's going back to what I said with the that 50s rhythm. But that song, if any is 50s influence, it would be that one, I would say.
Awkward, tingling little finger.
Fresh Tracks, 91.1 WHFC. We just heard They Dream off of the album The Perplexed Sky by the Unknown Nobodies. And, you know, that's a very unique name for an album. And I always like asking how people come up with the names of an album. The Perplexed Sky. Gotta know how that one came about, both the song and the name for the album. Or did you decide to name the album after the song?
I'm gonna sum everything up very quickly.
Okay.
That album is about a relationship. It's a relationship that I wrote about that I've taken from different pieces in my life, but it's a story, and it's a story about two people who met in this chaotic. We've all been there. We've all had these relationships where it's amazing and then it's low and then it's stressful and it's scary, but it's exciting, but it's everything. And so when you follow the wave of how that album moves, it sort of gets hard and soft and soft and hard, and it's all over the place. And when I was writing it, sort of the Perplexed Sky, the song, there's a line in there, you know, about the girl who's had this terrible life when she was a child, staring up at the sky, feeling confused and wishing for something to change, wishing for something to come into her life. And so that phrase just sort of hit me, the perplexed sky, you know, she's looking at this and she's feeling confused, and what she's seeing in the sky is confusing, and the sky looks perplexed that evening is sort of...
I read...
That means...
No, I totally read what you were saying, and that's beautiful. And you got multiple levels of meaning on that.
Yeah.
I went online... Mm-hmm. And I saw that the album was described as a story of highs and lows, of intense relationships, of bliss, delusion, and the resurfacing of demons.
Yes. So.
Wow.
Well, so, I mean, it basically is saying that these two people are not perfect. They found each other, and this great thing happened, and it was amazing, and it was, I don't know, you know, amazing and gut-wrenching and feeling like every emotion that you could possibly feel, because these two people weren't perfect. Everything that they had in them came out at the same time. Every great aspect of their personalities, or the worst aspects of their personalities, and these two people trying to find their way through life and then trying to do it together, and everything that comes out of that. And I honestly feel that we've all been there and that we've all felt that way at certain times. And sometimes it works out great and sometimes it doesn't. And I think that both of those stories need to be told.
Absolutely. And you know what? One of the things that I have found with all music across every genre, the most powerful influence when making songs seems to be love and seems to be relationship based.
Yes.
And that's what could be a more natural force of nature, right? To create a song other than love.
I didn't want to write about the perfection of love, though. I wanted to write about the reality of it and the extremes of those realities. So a song like Born Evil, the last song on that album, is, I won't get too much into the detail of how I wrote that, but suffice to say, I woke up one morning after a very interesting night, and the song just hit me. And I played it, and it just came out right away. I recorded it on my phone. It came out right away. And when it came time to, and I wanted it to be an acoustic song, when it came time to do it in the studio, I couldn't recapture the emotion I was feeling when I wrote that song that moment. So what you're hearing on that album is that recording from my phone, the first time I ever played that song, is what's on that album. And that's what ends the album. And it's a lament. It's a lament to everything that had happened, an appreciation for what had happened, the guilt of what that person did, and an understanding that what the other person did was terrible, but they're human too.
Right.
And so are all of us.
So it came full circle.
Yes, exactly. So it starts off with her story when she was young. And it comes through everything else and then ends on that person, the other person in the relationship, thinking back to everything that had happened after the dust had settled.
Go. I held you close. have shown you I wasn't born evil.
WHFC, you're on Fresh Tracks. We heard Born Evil from the Unknown Nobody's album, The Perplexed Sky. Boy, talk about a song wrapped in a story. And speaking of stories, we'll be right back with some more from the Unknown Nobodies here on Fresh Tracks, 91.1 WHFC.